This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow, live from Baybrook Mall in Friendswood. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
As far as the Texans are concerned, I don't think they're going to care if they can find a way to go in there and win. Kind of thing that may come back and matter later. If you are a good team and you are playing for, you know, a home playoff game, this is the kind of game you'd like to win. The Texans' defense has historically struggled against a zone read. I think Belichick is going to come out and zone read them to death with Jacoby Brissett.
I could see that.
But that's what they do, right? Patriots come out and do whatever's going to work against the team.
There was a story that came out today out of the Dallas Morning News. Why the Big 12 now needs to cheer for Baylor football.
If they were to be in the playoff, man, that's going to be the story every single day.
Back in July, Bob Bowlsby didn't want to answer questions about whether or not Baylor would be considered for removal. And now all of a sudden, everybody else in the conference is supposed to say, oh yeah, we'd love to have Baylor represent us on a national level.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three on a Texans Patriots night. 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. No access to the Facebook page today, and Twitter's kind of iffy, but if you want to try it, you can. If I'm not responding to your tweets, I apologize. But we're doing the best we can. I killed a computer, apparently, again. And I
don't even know how that happened.
No, I have a sneaking suspicion there's a problem with the battery. Unfortunately, I have the battery from the one that's the same model that I just blew up. So
Using the old battery?
No, I'm going to try the old battery and see if that works when I get home.
I mean, you just bought that computer. It's got to be under warranty of some
kind. It is. It's a pain in the butt. And fortunately, I still have a backup, but that thing's falling apart.
Ugh.
It's frustrating, man. 4 days old.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I'm hard on laptops. I get it. It's one of those things.
I'll be honest, though. I had a baby 4 days old. It was crapping its pants already. I mean, I got rid of it.
Well, there you
go. Try it again.
I don't know what to do. I really don't. But hopefully I'll get it figured out. But if not, oh well. I'll just buy another one. I'll just keep throwing money to damn Dell. All right. You're right. It's got to be under warranty. So I have a brief soccer story for you.
Okay.
Just for something different, because that's what we do. A goalie was arrested in Germany. A German, low-level German pro soccer league, which could be anything, but it is pro. Last week, his team lost 43-0 in a soccer game.
Oh, my.
He let in all 43 goals. 5 days later, they show up at the training facility during practice.
Wouldn't you think they'd pull him at some point?
I don't think they had anybody else. It was 35-0 at halftime, and Oberhausen played the second half with 8 players to try to make it easier. They still outscored him 10-0. The team that he plays for, Vanderort, is a new team that is largely made up of refugees from Syria, Iraq, and Guinea.
Okay.
I'm going to recruit for a soccer team, those are probably not the countries I'm going to.
No.
I want refugees from Brazil.
Yeah.
Argentina.
Those are
Spain.
Better.
Yeah. If you could get some of those, your low-level German soccer team might be okay.
Some British refugees, perhaps? Maybe a Mexican or two?
The Brits are overrated in soccer.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. They never win anything anymore. But, 43-0. I can't imagine. Now, they're not sure why he actually got arrested. But, and if everybody keeps telling me just get a MacBook Pro, I'm going to kill that too, and it's more expensive. So, why would I do that?
I don't know.
It'll die.
They do seem to last longer, I will say.
Well, everything I get is going to die. Whatever I touch, whatever computer I touch, something bad is going to happen to it. It's just a fact. It doesn't matter what kind of computer it is, whether it's a MacBook or a Dell or one of those crappy little Acer things that I had that time. They're going to die. There's nothing I can do about it. I've come to accept that. One day it'll change. It changed for my headphones. My headphones have lasted a long time.
That's true.
Remember, I used to go through those the same way? No. All right. Do have some things from the Patriots side tonight, if you would so care to hear them.
I'd love to.
Well, just keep in mind that the computer I'm borrowing is really slow, so it's taking a while. And I probably, before I introduced that, should have started calling it up. And then, of course, went to it and said, Patriots, Texans, five things to watch in tonight's game from the Boston folks, which, yeah.
This is not going to work.
This is not going to work.
Well, let me just say this before, and this is, I think it's going to be a really close game tonight either way.
Yeah.
I do lean for the Patriots to win, but I think it's something like 17-16, 20-17, somewhere around there. Just remember, they don't draft quarterbacks that they don't think can play in their system. And they had high expectations for Jacoby Brissett when they drafted him. Did they want to play him this early? Obviously not. But there is no doubt in my mind that they think that guy was going to slide right in when Garoppolo left and do exactly what Garoppolo does. So if you think that there's a huge drop-off from Garoppolo to Brissett, I would say go slow with that, because there may not be much of a difference at all. Is there a difference between Brissett and Tom Brady? Obviously. But that drop-off from second to third string is not nearly the same as the drop-off from first to second.
Yeah, although I don't think it's realistic for you to expect him to play at the level that Garoppolo is playing at. Garoppolo is playing at an above-Brady level. I mean, if you go in yes, highest total QBR in the league, quarterback rating of like 110 for the time he was in there. Brady doesn't play that well. He was playing at a ridiculous level. So I don't think it's fair to ask this kid to come do that. You know, long term, we're talking about over a full season. That's a different animal. But for how well that guy played through the six quarters he was out there before he got hurt, he's playing better than anybody in the league.
Six quarters, though.
Well, yeah, but you're going to ask him to go out there and play that way?
No, but I think it's ridiculous to expect that he isn't capable of doing that, because when has Belichick drafted someone who wasn't capable of doing it?
Oh, Rohan Davey.
How many times did Rohan Davey get on the field for the Patriots,
Brian
Fred?
Brian Hoyer never did that.
Didn't get on the field.
Brian Hoyer got on the field for the Patriots. Yes, he did. Against the Texans at Reliance Stadium. None of those guys ever played like Brady. None of those guys played like Garoppolo did for the short stretch he was in there. I don't think that's realistic I don't think it's realistic.
You're telling me Matt Cassel didn't have six quarters as good as Jimmy Garoppolo did?
I bet if you go back and look.
Because I bet you I could find six quarters that he played that season that he was pretty damn good.
I bet you could find some quarters where he was pretty damn good and a full season where he was pretty okay. You're not going to find a stretch like that, I'm telling you.
Okay.
I guarantee you. So what I'm saying is he's not going to play that well.
I'm not saying he is. But I'm just saying, to think that the Patriots have some third-string quarterback who they don't believe can run the system, I think you're kidding yourself.
I believe he can run the system, but for you to sit here and say, oh, he's going to be every bit as good as Garoppolo, I think is ridiculous.
No, I didn't say that.
You did. You said the difference
Fred,
between
no, I didn't. I said the difference between Garoppolo and Brissett is less than the difference between Brady and Garoppolo. And if that's six quarters has convinced you Jimmy Garoppolo is that close to Brady, you're an idiot.
No, those six quarters haven't convinced me.
Then what are you saying
What I'm saying is he's not going to play at that level. It's ridiculous to expect him to play as well as that kid did.
It's ridiculous that Garoppolo played at the level he did for six games,
but he
did. Six quarters.
So what I'm saying is you're expecting him to match that?
No.
That's where I think you're crazy.
I didn't say I expect him to match it. I said I expect the drop-off to not be that great.
Well, if we're talking about a five- or six-game stretch, yeah. But for one game, I think
they need it for two games.
Well, maybe they do. You may have Garoppolo back next week.
Maybe.
Maybe.
So
really, you need him for one game. For one game, can he do that? I don't think so. Is he going to be bad? I don't think so.
Well, I will say this. The one game that he does have to play is against a pretty good defense so far. In the last six quarters, they've not given up a touchdown. So that's what they're going to have to figure out. They're going to have to figure out a way to score touchdowns against this Texans defense.
I'll go back to what I was saying at the beginning of the show. I think they'll come out there, they'll run some read options against them, which the Texans don't cover well. And I think he'll throw a few short passes here and there, and the thing they will do is use him to his skill level, because that's what good coaches do. They'll put him in a position to succeed, and they'll find ways to score some points on this offense. And I think that means running the ball. I think you'll see a lot of LeGarrette Blount, and I think they will run away from J.J. Watt and run right at Jadeveon Clowney. That's what I would do if I were the Patriots, and I would let Brissett run the ball.
I would also
set up some short passes off of that.
Well, I would throw it as much as I can to Rob Gronkowski. I mean, any young quarterback, his best friend is a good tight end, and Rob Gronkowski is the best tight end in the whole world, and he's playing against a team that struggles to cover tight ends. It seems like a perfect match. If I was making my first start in the NFL and I'm looking around at my options, that's a guy I'm looking for first almost every time I drop back.
Yeah, and I think the Texans will know that, and they'll blanket him, and you're going to have to throw accurate passes to him. Well, the good thing about Gronk is he'll go up and get the ball.
Yeah, and the Texans knew that Travis Kelce was the Chiefs' best weapon last year in the playoffs, and they tried their best to take him away, and they just couldn't. So, I mean, that's something that we've talked about this for going on 2 years now, their inability to cover good tight ends. And Travis Kelce's good. Rob Gronkowski is much better.
If he's 100%, which
even if he's not 100%,
I can't imagine
he's much better.
I can't imagine him going out there at less than 80%.
Gronk at 80% is the best tight end in the league.
I mean, Gronk at 50% is still the
probably
best tight end
so.
In the league. The
yeah.
drop-off there is ridiculous. But I still think if the Patriots are going to win the game, it's going to be on the defensive side of the ball. They're going to force Brock Osweiler into a couple of bad throws, and I think if the Texans are going to have to be able to run the ball, which they were effective week one, not really effective last week, but effective enough. They're going to have to be able to run the ball, and they're going to have to hit some plays downfield. And if they can do that, take advantage of that Patriots secondary like the Dolphins did in the second half last week, I think they can win the game. But yeah, I also can't believe the level that Garoppolo was playing at, and I'm glad he's not out there.
Well, if you're a Texas fan, absolutely, you're glad he's not out there. Someone who wants to see a competitive game, I mean, I'd prefer to see it, but
I don't care about that. I want to see him win. I'd rather see them win, and frankly, it's going to be competitive because
if you had to choose between seeing Jacoby Brissett out there and seeing Tom Brady, what would you have taken?
I'll take it for when the Texans play. I'll take Jacoby Brissett.
Oh, not me.
I'll take Brady in the playoffs when it matters.
I mean, don't you kind of want to know what this team it really is?
Not really. It's more fun for me to not know yet.
Okay.
Because if they go out there and get housed by Brady, then I pretty much know they're the same damn team. If they win this,
and you're just not ready to know that.
Well, yeah, because do you remember what the 2-14 season was like, where we knew in week three they were garbage?
Yes.
Even when they were 2-1, and we had to deal with the draft calls and the Case Keenum for quarterback calls in week four of the season. People were already talking about the draft. You really want that? Is this really the show you want to do for the next 3 months?
Probably not.
See, take it where you can get it. That's what I'm saying.
But I also think if you lose to the Patriots with Tom Brady, there's no real shame in it. It's not like you all of a sudden suck.
There's shame in it when it's 46-13 or whatever it was the last time it happened.
Yeah, that, maybe
there was no shame.
There's some shame.
Yeah, there was some shame with those Letterman jackets. Come on, man.
Well, that was mostly because of the jackets, though.
And the score. What was it, 43-13? I don't
know. Score is secondary when you wear those jackets.
Well, they embarrassed themselves with that, but then they got embarrassed on the field as well. So, all right.
But you're right. I mean, the defense is going to continue to have to play well for the Patriots. And, you know, I didn't think the Patriots didn't look amazing last week against the Dolphins. But
well, they did for about a quarter and a half.
Yeah.
And their defense played pretty well during that stretch, but it fell apart for them in the second half, and that game got a lot closer than it should have been. And if that defense shows up, the Texans should be okay. We'll see. I honestly have no clue which way this is going to go. Hope the Texans win, but I kind of feel like it's probably going to be the Patriots. All right, guys. It sounds like AJ needs a holiday. I mean, he's getting so grumpy trying to compare Jacoby Brissett to Jimmy
Garoppolo.
You're
putting words in my head.
No, I'm not. You're the one saying he could play just as well.
I didn't say just as well, but go ahead, finish your read.
You're talking about the drop off.
Yeah, a drop off means there's a drop off.
Well, there's going to be a drop off from what Garoppolo did to this guy. There was last week,
of course. But don't you think that the drop off from him to Brissett is less than Brady to Garoppolo
in general? Yeah, but it hasn't been.
Then that's all I said.
But it hasn't been so far this season. Is my point.
Okay.
And all you got to do is go look at the numbers. And it's not close. His stretch of before he got hurt is better than what Brady was doing at the end of last season.
Okay.
That still means there's a drop-off because there's a substantial drop-off. But we're talking short-term, man. One game, six quarters. We're not talking a full season. I don't want either one of those cats for a full season. Somebody's going to give him a first-round draft pick for Jimmy Garoppolo based on six quarters. Texans, you watch.
Quit talking about Jimmy Garoppolo.
It's like having fun with you. But AJ definitely needs a holiday because he's cranky. And I've got a place to go. How about this? How about a nice sandy beach? And instead of cooking and cleaning up after your relatives in the holidays, how about you relax? Take some photos. Enjoy yourself. How about this? How about this price? The Pineapple Beach Club in Antigua right now, $99 per person per night. You can enjoy an adults-only, all-inclusive holiday getaway on a white sandy beach. Get away from the kids. Go to pineapplebeachclub.com or call 800-772-8711 to make your reservation today. How about this? All-inclusive meals, snacks, beverages, yes, even the alcohol, resort activities, and all taxes and service charges. I know the Blitzers can get $99 a day out of alcohol. 30 minutes from the airport, the resort encompasses 30 acres of tropical foliage and wild blooms. It's the largest English-speaking leeward island. So if you're ready to leave the chaos behind this year and get some well-deserved R&R, don't wait. This offer expires soon. Go to pineapplebeachclub.com or call 800-772-8711 to book your all-inclusive holiday for less than $100 per night per person. Ages 16 and up, you can enjoy everything I just mentioned and more. That's pineapplebeachclub.com. You don't want to miss out on this offer. See the website for complete details.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Baybrook Mall in Friendswood. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. You know, this is one of those things where we're arguing the same thing in, about different things. I mean, there's no way Jimmy Garoppolo is as good as Tom Brady in my mind.
No, and, no matter what he did for six quarters.
But I also think it's ridiculous to think that Jacoby Brissett can play as well as Garoppolo did for that stretch.
I don't think he can.
So it's two different things. This is what always happens. I don't do the QBR a lot, but his raw number for Garoppolo, 91.1. to lead the league.
Pretty strong.
But you also have to keep in mind, some of these guys are way up here. It's way too early because you've only got two games of data to go with. Like, right. Matt Ryan is second with 84. Well, he had a really good game in Oakland and not so good the first week, but 84. Phillip Rivers, third. Great game against the Jaguars. Roethlisberger, fourth with 83. Ryan Fitzpatrick, fifth with 80.2.
Okay.
So you see your big dogs. You'll never guess where Brock Osweiler is. I
16th.
How'd you guess that? How on earth did you guess that?
Blind guess.
Yeah, he is 16th on the list.
All right.
Ahead of Jameis Winston, Sam Bradford, Tyrod Taylor, Carson Wentz, Drew Brees, Kirk Cousins. How on earth, off of one game, is Sam Bradford only a 64.4? That guy actually had...
He had a really good game.
The game of his life. I would think he'd be better than that. You'll never guess who's number 31.
Case Keenum.
You got another one right.
Oh, I'm so good
Jeez.
At this. Who's number 32?
They've only had 31 on here.
Oh. One team doesn't even have a real quarterback.
Well, we know that. But they've only ranked 31 of them, so I guess you have to have... I guess it's probably because the Browns have been through so many, they didn't
That's
have
true.
Enough passes
have
to qualify, so... I would assume that's the reason. But Keenum at 22.0, 8 points lower than Alex Smith and Jay Cutler, who were right above him on the list.
Eesh.
So.
Not a good start for those two.
No, not so much. And looks like Cutler's going to be gone for a while.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that plays out. Somebody... As a U of H alumni, I can't stand the Case Keenum talk. Don't we know who he is? I do.
Most people do.
Since he was – I loved him as a college quarterback. He was fantastic.
There's a couple truthers out there.
Why don't we get to call them truthers? Because they're not telling the truth.
No, but they think they're telling the truth.
I know they think they're telling the truth, but that doesn't make you a truther. That makes you somebody who's delusional about the truth.
Yeah, I don't know why they use that
term. A delusioner would be a much better word. I like delusioner. I think I'm going to go with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of truthers, did you see that the bit where the guy is asking at the Trump rally, and he's talking to Trump supporters, and One of them blames Barack Obama for 9/11.
Yeah, I saw that. That was hilarious. I think it was a Daily Show that did that.
Yeah, they're like, why do you blame Obama? And he was like, well, he wasn't around. He was out on vacation and playing golf.
You know, he just kept saying he wasn't in the White House.
Yeah, he wasn't in the White House. And then they're like,
well, why do you think he wasn't in the White House?
I'd like to get to the bottom of that. So great. So great.
I thought that guy was a plant, though, because he looked like he was smirking when he was doing all that.
He could be. But hell, there's a lot of them that it'd be hard to convince you their
plans. Nobody's that stupid, though. Really? Oh, I don't know. I see some of the texts.
Yeah, some of them.
Did you see, speaking of politics, Anthony Weiner? The worst name ever for...
Best name ever, I think, for his hobby.
Well, did you see that he got into an online... You know, this guy can't quit, right? I mean, he's just penis pick waiting to happen. Got into an online relationship with a 15-year-old girl and said all kinds of disgusting stuff, dress up in schoolgirl outfits and stuff like that. I get whatever you do. I mean, if you want to flirt with people, as long as they're legal age, I don't really care. Yeah. You want to send them your pics? 15-year-olds?
Yeah. Listen, I'm a big believer in no girls are really hoping that you send dong pics to them. I think that's...
I can agree with that.
This is one of the fundamental differences between men and women. Like, when a dude flirts with a girl via text or whatever, he's hoping that eventually she comes through with those nudes.
Oh, yeah.
And that'll make him happy.
Oh, absolutely.
I think the girl on the other side is never hoping that happens. That's never the game plan.
There's nothing you're going to see there that you haven't already seen or will see better somewhere else anyway.
I forget there's kids here. Maybe we should stop this conversation.
You should probably get onto something else.
Whatever.
Yeah. I blame you for this one.
That wasn't my fault.
Okay, I brought it up.
You brought it up.
But
I'm just telling you that.
But you kind of took it in a different direction. I was just trying to say how disgusted I was by the guy.
Just saying, girls don't like that. Don't do it. Don't send those pictures to girls.
Agreed. That's something we can agree on.
Maybe if they ask for it, that's a different story. But don't do it unsolicited.
Honestly, I think
it's never a good thing.
I think if they ask for it, they don't really mean it. They're just trying to be nice.
Or they're just trying to ruin your political career.
Oh, well, yeah. It's already happened. My political career is already ruined.
Yeah, but it's happened to this guy like 3 times, and he still doesn't get it.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. He should have quit. Now, 15-year-old man? Come on.
Not good.
Now I'm getting all these things. Girls ask for those pictures.
Okay, if they ask for them, that's different. I'm just saying unsolicited.
Yeah, maybe they're hanging out with different girls than we are. That's a possibility. You're not a millennial. You don't know.
I'm not.
Who knows what these girls want anymore?
That's true.
I have no clue. Just a cranky old man. All right, 713-780-ESPN. If you want to text the show, we're not that far from game time, man. We got 2 segments left, and got Texans and Patriots.
We're not that far from rock and roll.
Or is it going to be brock and roll?
It's one or the other. Or it's not going to be gronk and roll, is it?
Oh, that would be awesome.
Gronk and roll. That'd be blaspheme.
I don't think anything's going to happen, though.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, these guys already got the best seats in the house. They're all set.
Well, he got here early.
Yeah.
That guy's got a whole barrel with him. He's getting down.
Oh, he won one of those.
Got a deep south barrel.
Yeah, he won one.
Oh, it's empty?
Well, yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
But, hey.
I said that'd be awesome for tonight, but, I mean, I guess, you know.
But that's
what you can get.
That's what we're telling you. We're giving stuff away. Gave him a deep south barrel. You can't beat that. We got Maggiano's gift cards.
Next person drawn out of the box wins a Fred nude.
No. No, because that's not a that. Trust me, that's not a win. That is not something anyone wants to see.
It's like on that game where it's no whammies, no whammies. Like, that's the whammy.
Yeah, that's the whammy. It's like, oh, God, I got that. Not only do I not win, I lose everything.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Thank God I have no self-esteem to begin with. Or
I agree.
You would ruin what little I had left if I had any.
I agree.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, your home for Aggie sports. Stay sportsy.
Stay sportsy. 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. We start closing in on game time.
I was living in my own little world here under that tent. Now I realize it's not 8 o'clock at night.
You know what? There's people out there.
There's still light.
There's human beings wandering around.
Yeah.
Which we kind of felt enclosed there. It was like sort of an outdoor closet. It's kind of what it was like. But now that it's gone, I see there's people out there. I'm a little scared and a little nervous.
You'll be okay. You'll survive this.
Okay.
You're a true pro.
I don't know about that. Don't start making up stuff like that now.
That's true. Patriots inactives tonight. Jimmy Garoppolo, Dante Hightower, DJ Foster, Jonathan Cooper, LaAdrian Waddle, Eric Rowe, AJ Derby. I think not having Dante Hightower may be just as big of a deal as not having Jimmy Garoppolo. That's their middle linebacker. That's the guy that calls the plays for their defense. They need that guy.
Very good in run support, especially.
That's a big loss tonight. So, obviously quarterback is pretty important, but that's a big one. Maybe one. I don't know if I'd call it a surprise even. The inactives for the Texans: Whedon, Braxton Miller, Eddie Pleasant, Cushing, Dwayne Brown, Odeabushi, and Devin Still.
No, no surprises there.
No.
How long do you think Devin Still lasts on this roster for a guy? Because he's never active.
I don't know.
When he was active, he wasn't getting out there. I wonder if...
Until something better comes along, I guess.
Well, especially considering your problems on special teams.
Yeah.
Isn't that one where you might want to look at... you could upgrade your roster a little bit?
If the Patriots win tonight, that would put them at 3-0 without Tom Brady.
See, I think they're playing with house money no matter what happens. Because
I think we said at the beginning, if they can just go 2-2 through their first four,
division's over.
They're going to be fine. And we all assumed, well, they've got the Dolphins and the Bills at home. Those are games that they're going to win with or without Tom Brady. And they've already won one of those.
We thought they'd lose to the Cardinals, and this one might be a coin toss.
We thought at Arizona was almost unwinnable. They won it. If they win this, I don't know who's going to beat that team when Tom Brady comes back. I mean, obviously, I picked them to play in the Super Bowl to begin with. I'm not changing my mind once they get the best quarterback in the league back. But this would be a big boost to me for the rest of the team if they're able to win 3-4 games without Tom Brady. That they're going to. I said this yesterday. They're going to go on that FU tour, the Tom Brady FU tour when he gets back.
He's going to destroy the world.
Which, by the way, thoughts and prayers, first team they get when Tom Brady comes back, do you know who it is?
It's the Browns, isn't it?
It's the Browns.
Yeah, that's a...
Oh, no.
Poor Cleveland.
Cleveland sports fan.
You're going to get
is going to have Tom Brady come in, and he's going to drop a 70 burger on those dudes. It's going to be...
He's just going to step on their throats, and then he's going to jump up and down and just enjoy it.
And that's the worst. They've still got the 49ers on that schedule, too.
Oh, man.
And the Rams. I mean, there's a lot of teams that he's going to be punishing.
I think the Jets have looked pretty good the first 2 weeks. They also choked away a game they should have won at home.
Yep.
But I don't see anybody in that division getting anywhere near them now that they've won two games. And if they win tonight, I think they could afford to lose this game, frankly, because if they get out 2-2, nobody's catching them.
On the other side of that coin, the Texans, who, when the schedule came out, most people said, you know, one of their toughest stretches was going to be these first few games. And when you look at the first six games of the season, Bears, most people thought that was a winnable game.
Thought the Bears were okay, but that was one you should win. Yes.
Most people didn't think they were going to be beating the Chiefs.
I didn't.
Based on recent history against the Chiefs, recent history in the playoff game.
Yeah.
They got that win. Most people didn't think they'd beat the Pats. Now the Pats don't have Tom Brady. Then the Pats don't have Jimmy Garoppolo. There's hope for that. If they win that, then their next – well, they get the Titans, basically a bye week. Then they get Minnesota, who, I mean, with no Teddy Bridgewater, no Adrian Peterson, 6 weeks ago, that was a very tough game on the road.
Yeah, that was a game I
now,
looked at again. I said
completely winnable. And then the next week is the Colts. And the Colts start out 0-2. Now, I think the Colts are going to get better as the season goes on, but they've started out not very good. I think the Texans, if they win this game, you're looking at a team that could start out 6-0, and no matter what the Colts do, the Texans will probably win this division if they can start out like that. So this is a big game for the Texans too, you know. And I understand what you're saying. And for the Texans themselves, they don't care if Tom Brady's there or not.
Yeah.
If they get that third W, and there's still zero L's, because they're happy.
Well, theoretically, because if you can get off to that kind of start, which I still think it's a real long shot for them to go 6-0, if you can get off to that start, then you're also giving yourself more time for Brock Osweiler to develop and to learn the system and to get better. And for your whole team to get better in the system. And I still believe they'll be a better team in Week 10 than they are now. And if you get off to that kind of a start, and you have home field, and you get to the playoffs, and you might have a chance to upset either the Steelers or the Patriots, who I still think are considerably better than you. Not both, but maybe one of them. And because your team has improved over the course of the season.
Well, even if they start out 3-0 when everybody thought they were going to start out 1-2, I mean, you're talking about a huge
yeah.
edge.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know, even if you don't go 6-0, I mean, 6-0 is that's a stretch.
It might be a stretch because I still think that Vikings game's not going to be a gimme even without those guys. But you never know. I just don't know how good this team is yet, and I know that it's. I like what I've seen so far. Of course, I have to see more. And tonight, if they go in there and even a diminished Patriots team beating this team tonight would be a huge step. And it would show me a lot. Losing to them, I think it's just going to convince me that they are where I sort of thought they might be at the beginning of the season.
Which is a 9-7,
10-6 at the surface type team. Maybe get in and beat the Bengals again in the playoffs and then get housed by the Steelers or Patriots or Broncos or whoever wins the West, which also has a long way to go. But how you look at home, too, is a big difference, especially going on a road trip on a short week. That's why I want to see how Brock Osweiler reacts to that. And everybody says, well, he did great against the Patriots when he was with the Broncos. Yeah, he did. That was a different team, different situation.
That was a Super Bowl team, sir.
Yeah. So I can't equate the two. But what I would like to see is him go in there, have a good game, not turn the ball over, show some poise in a tough environment. And even if they lose a close game, to me, that bodes well for later in the season.
And make no mistake, that's a tough place to go play. Whether Tom Brady's there or not, going into Foxborough is not easy. Specifically at night on national TV, I would imagine that's going to be a pretty pretty tough place to play.
Yeah, the whole world's going to be watching tonight, which is...
Which can be good news or bad news.
Well, historically, this team has not done well in primetime games either. Now, I don't want to put all that on this particular group because I think they're better. But, yeah, that's been an issue for them, and... You know, the short week is an advantage for the home team. It really is. And we talk about that home dog in college football a lot on Thursday nights and how important that winds up being. But in the NFL, it's the same thing. You don't have the same week. You can't game plan the same way. Basically, your Sunday is what's supposed to be your Tuesday. So you're having to get a team ready in a very short amount of time. And I just think it's easier for the team that's at home because you throw travel in there and – it doesn't seem like much, but anybody who travels, you know you're taking, even on a nice, cushy jet like that, you're still taking 5 hours out of your day to get there. Well, that's 5 hours less preparation time you have, or
right.
5 hours less sleep. So I don't, you know, from a team standpoint, I can see why it's a little more difficult to make that trip. But the good news is, once you come out of a Thursday night game, you get almost a half a bye. You have more time to prepare for the next time, more time to get guys healthy. So hopefully they'll go in and have a good showing tonight, and that'll give them a chance to make some adjustments and fix some things for the next one, and we shall see.
I think it's going to be key for the Texans to get out in front early too. This is a team that has dominated the first halves of their game so far, the Patriots. They dominated the first half against Arizona, and Arizona scored a couple late touchdowns to make that game seem close when it really wasn't. And Miami the same. Miami kind of they led a bit of a comeback in the second half after Garoppolo left. But if they're able to get in there early and get some points on the board early on, I think that really increases their chance to win. If they go out there like they did the first two games and throw it to the other team, it's probably not going to bode well.
Still, that defense has been so incredible for them. And if you're going to give up 12 points a game to teams – well, I think you'll give up a little more. Well, I don't know if you'll give up more to the Patriots because this isn't the Patriots offense we're used to seeing.
No.
But yeah, we mentioned the stat yesterday. O'Brien 6-0 against rookie quarterbacks. I think there's a reason for that, though. I mean, I think that's because if you've got a good defense, as they've had, you're going to be able to beat teams like that. Yeah. This is going to be a different animal because I don't know what you're going to get out of this kid for them. And
well, Belichick does well against young quarterbacks too, and Brock's not a rookie, but
he does.
He's got less than 16 games of experience, and Bill Belichick feasts on guys like
he
that.
He does, and he has a way of ruining them. I still think to this day he ruined Vince Young's career because he came out with a plan to defend him, and Vince was never the same after that game. I've seen that on a lot of guys.
There are people who would argue that Vince could still play in this league.
The same ones would argue that Tim Tebow can still play in this league, but I'm not going to argue with them. We'll just say that that's what happened.
Fred, you know what's going on this Saturday, my man, down on Kima Boardwalk?
It's not too far from here,
It's not too far from
it's
here.
It's like an exit or two back that way.
Not too far at all. And the Kima Boardwalk Craft Beer Festival is going to be taking place there this Saturday, September 24th. 24 breweries, including Eighth Wonder, Ballast Point, Bear Republic, Blue Moon, Fireman's, Freetail, Galveston Island, Carbach, New Belgium, Rogue, Southern Star, Southern Tier, St. Arnold, a lot of breweries out there, 24 breweries, sampling over 72 different craft beers out there on the boardwalk. Tickets are $44.95 in advance. You can buy online at KimaBeerFest.com. Military, you guys are $39.95 on site. And tickets not only include all those beer samples, but you're also going to get giveaways, beer brats, and live music all day long from the fabulous Thunderbirds and the Slags out there on the boardwalk. It's Kima Boardwalk Craft Beer Festival this Saturday, September 24th. You can get your tickets at KimaBeerFest.com. It's the Kima Boardwalk Craft Beer Fest, KimaBeerFest.com.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Baybrook Mall in Friendswood. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Now we're back on the Blitz. Boy, you had a perfect game going, man. You saved me with the computer. You were doing great. You got the food over here and everything. And then right in the last segment, you just totally Jay Cutlered it.
Oh man.
For the next few minutes, we're going to be out here at Baybrook Mall. So join us on the lawn. They got a great setup out here. And now that the sun's going down, man, it is comfortable out here. So come on out and bring your own blankets and chairs and sit out here and watch the game. I think we still have giveaways left over there, don't we? Yeah, I guess. See, they're ignoring us now.
They're shaking up the bag, so that makes me think they are.
All right, so they're giving something away. They were more than happy to jump on us when, to let us know that kids were here, but when we're trying to talk to them, nobody pays attention.
Yeah, now all of a sudden they're invested in the show.
One last thing I need to tell you about. Are you tired of your puppy ruling the roost and you're looking for a little help turning your beast into a sidekick? Man's Best Friend is your answer. We're giving away a $250 gift card to Man's Best Friend to help you turn your monster into a companion. Log on to ESPN975.com to enter for your chance to win, offering obedience training, protection training, doggy daycare, and boarding. Man's Best Friend is your answer because they know Fido isn't just any other friend.
Woof, woof, woof.
Thank you. Well played. All right, let's do Hoffman on Hollywood.
One of my favorite shows when I was a kid, and this was, I'm hoping, one of your favorite shows when you were like a young adult, was Magnum P.I. Did you like Magnum P.I.?
I kind of did, yes.
Magnum P.I. was awesome. And
the car, the mustache, I don't know how you did not like that. That was just,
That was a cool show. Well, they're ruining it.
No, don't tell me.
ABC is developing a sequel series to the 1980 CBS classic, which starred Tom Selleck, of course.
All right.
Titled Magnum. The sequel / reboot will revolve around his daughter, Lily Magnum, as she travels to the Aloha State to take charge of her dad's detective agency.
A female Magnum. We did a female Ghostbusters.
Didn't they learn their lesson from that?
We did what's next, a female Magnificent Seven? Is that what's going to happen?
You know why people like Magnum P.I.? because he was like a cool dude.
Exactly. With a mustache and a cool car.
Yeah. No one's going to like it when there's a girl Magnum PI because dudes don't watch shows about girls that are the hero of the show. We're all inherently sexist. We don't like that. We want dudes with cool cars and mustaches to be the heroes.
Who get the girls.
Yeah. We want the chicks to be fawning over them. We don't want the girl to be the star. No way.
So then we could say, we wish we could pull that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I wish I could get it like Magnum P.I. gets it. Yes. That's what they say. Never like, oh, I wish I could get Magnum P.I. No one wants that.
No.
So, ugh. Yeah.
They took over Mad Max. They took over Ghostbusters. Now they're taking over Magnum P.I.
Yeah. And by the way, Ghostbusters, a miserable failure.
What was that Oceans movie? They're going to do the same thing, right? They were going to do an Oceans?
I think they're still planning on doing that.
I like women, but I don't like them taking over our movies.
Especially, listen, there's only a certain amount of jobs for a guy like Tom Selleck in this world.
Well, especially at this age.
But right. They should have just used him, probably.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, our little wireless card here is not pulling it up. But I had Rolling Stone release the 100 greatest TV shows of all time today.
Really?
We may have to save this for tomorrow's show and go through it.
Yeah, you can plug into this if you want.
Well, maybe this will work. We'll see if there's enough time left in the show. If we can.
This is how we do internet on the fly.
This is professional broadcasting right here.
Oh, yeah. We're such champions.
All right.
We know what we're doing.
Plug that bad boy in.
So they did their 100 greatest TV shows. That's I bet MASH is way up there on their list. That would seem like the kind of show they would like.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to work. So I may have to wait till tomorrow. I was kind of worried about it anyway. Oh, here it is. I was kind of worried about it anyway because I felt like it deserves more than just the blurb in Hoffman on Hollywood that it's going to get. Because it's the 100 greatest TV shows of all time. That's something that we could talk about for an hour.
Oh, yeah. Well, we can also do it another day if we just kind of want to give the people a taste, though.
I'll give you some of the top 20. Cheers is number 20.
Okay.
You want me to just go up to number 10 and then we'll save the top 10 for tomorrow?
Yeah, just answer.
Is that a radio tease for tomorrow?
It is. Answer me this. So is MASH top 5?
I'll answer that at the end. Number 19, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Okay.
18, Star Trek. 17, which, by the way, I never watched Star Trek.
I did. That's about it's cheesy, but it's...
Is it the 18th greatest show of all time?
Hard to say. I mean, it's just what it was and where, you know, kind of the time frame and what it was supposed to be. It's probably close. I'm not offended by it being 18th.
Number 17, Twin Peaks.
Never big on Twin Peaks.
Number 16, Fred, MASH.
That's too low.
Too low? Are you a MASH guy? My dad loved MASH.
I'm not a big MASH guy, but I recognize that most television experts have that as one of the two or three best of all time.
Number 15, The West Wing. Number 14, The Larry Sanders Show, which...
I love that show, but
I like it too, but I don't think that kind of show should be involved
in it. It shouldn't be higher than MASH.
Number 13, also I don't think this kind of show should be involved in this ranking. Late Night with David Letterman.
No.
Number 12, Game of Thrones.
Already?
Already. Wow. Number 11, Freaks and Geeks. I'll just go ahead and go through the top 10. The Daily Show, number 10, All in the Family, 9. Saturday Night Live, 8. The Twilight Zone, 7. The Simpsons, 6. Seinfeld, 5. Mad Men, 4.
That's ridiculous.
They must not have seen the last episode.
They must not have seen the last three seasons of Mad Men.
Number 3, Breaking Bad. Number 2, The Wire, which is my favorite. Yeah, would be number 1 on my list. And number 1 is, of course, The Sopranos.
Yeah, I don't have too much trouble with some of those, but yeah. All right, well, guess what? We're done. Want to thank everybody for having us out here.
We'll break into more of that list tomorrow. I think it's worth further discussion.
Thank you guys for the fan and the water and everything, taking care of us. Jong Lee, great job. AJ Hoffman, great job. I did okay. Till tomorrow. Longhorn should be what?
Number 2.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.